Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Ex-royals Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been pretty quiet since announcing their plans to more or less leave the royal family earlier this year, and people for some reason have been dying to know what exactly is happening with the famous couple. I've never really understood the infatuation with the royals. What makes them so special? But after this morning's Good Morning America, we'll have a better understanding of where they're at. Marking her first television interview since their split from the royal family, Meghan Markle will talk with Good Morning America today. The subject of the interview is supposed to be in support of Elephant, the Disney documentary film that she narrated. Markle and husband Prince Harry recently relocated to Los Angeles and reportedly are living in Malibu while searching for a permanent home and establishing their new business ventures. In the wake of San Diego Comic-Con announcing its cancellation of the 2020 event, which was scheduled for late July this summer, the question has popped up about whether our Salt Lake City Fan X would follow suit. Fan X is Salt Lake City's version of Comic-Con, and according to founder and president Dan Farr, there are no plans to postpone or cancel the September event. In an interview with Deseret News, Farr said the event, which is scheduled for September 17th, 18th, and 19th, will go on as planned. In the interview, Farr said, "We are still moving ahead, planning for the event, anticipating that things will be more back to normal. I'm sure it's not going to be perfect by then, but we're just planning for the event to happen. Of course, if it's recommended that we not do it from the government, from the governor's office, or from the mayor's office, then we're not going to push ahead with it." He said that organizers are currently looking for mitigation efforts like hand washing, hand sanitizer availability, and a suggestion to event attendees to wear masks, but no official decisions or guidelines have been made or established. He said, "We have a lot of ideas, we're just trying to determine which ones we're going to implement." So far, FanX 2020 has announced appearances by Ashley Eckstein, who is the voice of Ahsoka in Star Wars The Clone Wars, Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel on the popular 90s sitcom Family Matters, and a few others, with more announcements due in the coming weeks. Bill Cosby's lawyers are asking Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf for compassion release, saying the comedian and actor could not survive COVID-19 behind bars with his underlying medical issues. His attorneys released new information over the weekend saying that Cosby had two major surgeries to relieve blockages in his carotid arteries last fall to prevent him from having a heart attack, and that he is now completely blind. Cosby is imprisoned at Pennsylvania's SCI Phoenix, where several cases of COVID-19 and one death have been reported. Officials say Cosby was initially denied early release because he's considered a violent offender. And Ticketmaster says it will honor refunds for shows that postponed or canceled due to COVID-19, this is a change from last week. The announcement came after Ticketmaster received backlash, saying it would provide refunds for canceled events, but not those that were postponed. The company said it's working as quickly as possible to get refunds to those who request them. It adds that it must recoup sales receipts from event organizers before sending out refunds. 30,000 Ticketmaster events have either been canceled or postponed due to COVID-19 concerns so far. Yeah, it's about time. Stop ripping people off when they need their money the most, Ticketmaster. You've made enough money on fees over the last 10 years. You should be able to refund anybody without asking for refunds from your venues. Not that they don't owe you the money, but come on, let's take care of our people here first, please. It's never actually cost you $35 to put a ticket in an envelope and then drop it in a mailbox. Never understood what a convenience fee is. The only convenience is for you in that you're getting more money than you are actually supposed to get because you have the right to randomly charge fees for nothing. I've never understood that. It's ridiculous. Okay, sorry. Stepping down from my soapbox now. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.